From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama, whose party is facing a tough election year largely over the economy, is in the battleground state of Ohio. In Parma, a suburb of Cleveland, Mr. Obama spoke against an extension of Bush-era tax breaks for the nation's wealthiest and called for more incentives for businesses to hire.
I believe it's the private sector that must be the main engine for our recovery. I believe government should be lean. Government should be efficient. I believe government should leave people free to make the choices they think are best for themselves and their families.
But the GOP is dismissing the president's message as all talk. Earlier, House Minority Leader John Boehner accused the president of promoting out-of-control spending and severely hurting economic recovery. The president fired back, accusing Boehner and other Republicans of holding middle-class tax cuts hostage. BP's own investigation of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico in April, identifies 8 major failures that together led to the deadly spill. NPR's Richard Harris reports that the oil company says its contractors share the blame.
The report finds that there were plenty of opportunities to prevent or limit the damage from the events of April 20th. First, BP says the cement seal at the bottom of the well failed. Engineers then misinterpreted a test which should have warned them to redo the cement. And well operators were oblivious to danger signs over the course of 40 minutes that should have told them that oil and gas were starting to surge up the well. Once the blowout started, bad decisions and inadequate safety equipment contributed to the explosion, BP says. And of course, the final line of defense, the blowout preventer, also failed. BP says the report is designed to help the company improve its procedures and is not intended to be used in legal battles with its contractors. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Oklahoma is bracing for flooding as the remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine continue making their way north from Texas. Michael Cross with member station KOSU is tracking the storm.
The National Weather Service is issuing a flash flood watch for much of Oklahoma as the remnants of Hermine could drop as much as 5 inches of rain and cause severe storms. Warning, coordination meteorologist Rick Smith says the storm will move across the state throughout the day and weaken as it moves northeast.
They'll track into southern Kansas during the day on Thursday and then just continue to move off toward the northeast. So the impacts that we'll see from that will diminish.
Smith says low-lying areas in southern, central, and northern Oklahoma could be the most susceptible to major flooding. The state of Texas was hit hard when the storm brought more than 10 inches of rain and wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Dow's up 61. This is NPR. The Federal Reserve reports the economy lost strength in late summer as factory output weakened in parts of the eastern and midwestern U.S. The central bank released a survey today that found slower growth spreading to many areas. Of the 12 regions tracked by the Fed, economic activity was mixed or slowed in 5: New York, Richmond, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Chicago. After months of speculation, CNN is going with British journalist and talent show judge Piers Morgan to succeed Larry King. As NPR's David Gura tells us, the new show is set to start in January.
Piers Morgan rose through the ranks at some of Britain's best-known tabloids, The News of the World, The Daily Mirror. He judged Britain's Got Talent and America's Got Talent. He won Celebrity Apprentice. In January, Morgan will join CNN's primetime lineup, hosting an hour-long interview program every weeknight. In a statement, Morgan says he's a longtime admirer of Larry King Live and, quote, dreamed of one day filling the legendary suspenders of the man I consider to be the greatest TV interviewer of them all. Larry King, now 76 years old, will continue to contribute to the cable network from time to time. David Gura, NPR News.
A wildfire outside Boulder, Colorado is spreading. It has burned 7,100 acres and destroyed at least 53 homes, and some of those homes belong to firefighters who are on the front lines of the flames. Thousands of people have been evacuated, but so far no word of injuries. However, we're hearing that several people are unaccounted for. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 63 points at 10,404, NASDAQ gaining 24 at 2,233. This is NPR News.